And good afternoon. Welcome back to your extended news at noon. Tracy Morgan, of course, on the phone with me is Tricia. Tricia Christie is with W. Ricks, and we've been talking to area restaurants, of course, just trying to figure out where they are right now. Are they struggling? Are they doing well? And what their world looks like. So, Tricia, thank you very much for joining me for a few minutes. Appreciate your time.
You're very welcome.
Yeah. So what's on the menu today? I have to ask that first, right?
Yes. Well, we always have lunch and dinner specials. I will mention we have our Dollar Sloppy Joes we run, so that if you want to come in and have a nice cold adult beverage, you can get a dollar sandwich, and we can still be in the confines of the law to serve you.
Right, and we're going to talk more about that specifically. So, let me ask you, what is like the big seller there at W. Ricks?
We have our crab cakes are awesome.
Yeah.
So a lot of those. We have just a really good variety.
Right.
Mardi Gras pasta is a huge seller. We have crab dip as an appetizer. Our jalapeno shrimp, something that my father created many, many years ago, and we sell those as an appetizer and as a dinner. They go very well. And we have prime rib on the weekends, Friday and Saturday.
See, you're one of those restaurants that, see, some restaurants I go to and I buy my favorite, right? Because that's what I know. I mean, you have so many. It's like, okay, what do I get today? But that's always a good thing because we can come back. But yeah, and you've been a great supporter of us. We've supported you for quite some time as well. So we wanted to talk to you specifically and see how you're doing. Yeah, and you guys are such a great restaurant. So we wanted to talk to you and see how you're doing. So, of course, it's ups and downs. Every hour seems like it changes, and then it seems to plateau. And then last week, of course, you know, Governor Wolf put in some restrictions again. So where are you at this point?
Well, we're still doing good. We're not where we want to be, of course, because we can't be. But overall, throughout this, I've taken a lot of people that might not be comfortable coming in to the restaurant to dine in right now. We're still doing a great deal in takeout and curbside delivery or curbside pickup, rather.
Right. Yeah.
So we're still feeding people, even though if they're not real comfortable coming in, or maybe it's just easier for them to stop after work and, you know, pick up their food and take it home.
Right. And you have an online menu, I assume, so people can get online.
Yes. We post it on Facebook and on our website. If you scroll down to the bottom of our website, the website right now we're running on a limited menu.
Okay.
A little bit limited. Just some products we can get, some we can't. So we've been just rolling with the punches as best as we can,
and
trying to accommodate everybody and make everybody happy.
You just answered my question, too, because I was going to ask. I've talked to other restaurants where they say there are just some products that we can't get right now. So therefore, you know, we can't serve that up. Is there anything in particular that you'd be willing to share? Like, what are those products, generally speaking, that restaurants are having a hard time now accessing?
Well, beef is coming back down. In the past couple of weeks, we've seen a good turnaround on the beef market. It's finally stabilized.
Okay.
It was sky high there for a while and hard to get to boot. So even if you wanted to pay for it, you had a hard time, you know, purchasing it. Some produce, like our mixed greens. We have a grill room salad on our normal menu, but we haven't had it yet because we tried to get it first, you know, when we first opened back up at 50% capacity. The quality wasn't good. I don't know if, you know, it just wasn't as fresh as it was because not that many people were buying it. So we decided to keep that off our menu for a while till the product quality comes back up. And then when we can get it in on a regular basis and good quality, we're going to do that again.
So what are you focusing on? I know I wanted to know what your menu was, and that always makes me hungry. But on a serious note, though, what are you focusing on that is very accessible to you?
We always sell a ton of burgers.
Okay.
People just love our burgers. Like I said before, like our crab cakes are very popular.
Yeah.
We have those, like, we have quite a variety. Like, we have appetizers, sandwiches, you know, dinners, steaks. It's pretty much a mixed bag of what. And then we also were on nightly specials, too. So
you have your specials, you have your meals. There are things that you can access, and there are you know, you have a good variety that you can still get out there to the public. But, Tricia, I wanted to ask you, though, your restaurant, W. Ricks, is very good, but you actually do more sales in alcohol than you do in food. So where are you right now with the latest restrictions? And that is going to bring back in your dollar sloppy Joe sandwich, I know.
Right.
And so explain what you're doing. How are you surviving that?
Well, that's what I said. After the 25% blow was quite a big one. So we had to, we're like, you know, what can we do? We do have four tables on our deck for outside dining, you know, but that's weather permitting. And we live in Western Pennsylvania, so that's never a constant in our lives.
Right.
So we designed, we're going to sell, you know, a dollar sloppy joes. So, you know, something if you don't want a big, an 8 ounce burger, a half pound burger, you know, you can get a sloppy joe that's still a good size and it's only a dollar, then you can be permitted to drink a few cold adult beverages along with that. And we can still follow the rules and, you know, we'd rather surely sell the menu items, you know, that we
sure.
like to think that
yeah.
like our crab cakes and crab dip and jalapeno shrimp that make us, you know, W. Ricks.
Right.
But we're just doing the sloppy joe thing to get by and try to accommodate everybody we can.
So somebody can come in and just order like an appetizer. Again, order food. Yes, yeah. order food. Yeah. But I'm just saying because of the alcohol restrictions, somebody can come in and order something small, order a dollar, take it home, you know, manwich yeah. if you want, whatever, sloppy joe. Or you can order an appetizer and still get your drinks. Can you get multiple drinks and then still be following the rules?
Yes. Yes. The meal has to be in the same same transaction as drinks. So, you know, instead of paying for your drinks one by one, we just put it all on one bill. So it's all on one transaction.
Ah, okay.
And then,
so it's almost like a...
We have to be seated at tables, not at the bar. We had to take all our bar stools away, but... Again, we get around that too.
Right. So it's almost like you have a running tab. As long as you
yes.
order food, you know, and you're at the table, mm-hmm. then you can still hang out with some people and follow the rules. That's the biggest thing.
Yeah,
so we want you to.
I've never been real big on that, but I've had to get really good at it. These
yeah,
past
right.
few months, believe me.
All of a sudden,
I don't think I studied this much in college.
And I don't think the rules changed this much in college. I mean, it's just
no, they didn't.
Yeah, and talk about that if you will, because as soon as it seems like I say you all, meaning restaurants, because I've talked to a lot of restaurants in the past couple
yes.
of months, it seems like you all seem to get a plan and then it changes again. So how do you deal with that? Or is there no answer? Yeah, silence.
Yeah, I've lost a lot more sleep than I care to admit.
Right.
You know, it's just the not knowing thing. I'm a planner. I like to have plans. You know, we've been here since 1998. So it was, I guess maybe I was just in my routine. Well, I guess we just have to adapt and get a new routine every time they, you know, throw these new restrictions our way. Just do the best we can, you know, sit down, think about it. I have a great bunch of employees, so we all kind of brainstorm together. How can we do this? How can we
right.
make it better for everybody and make it the easiest possible? So I've depended a lot on my employees for input during this whole time as well.
Now, Tricia, let me ask you this, because I know we just described a scenario where you could come in and order multiple drinks and be there for a while. What's best for you at W. Ricks? What's best for you as a restaurant owner? Do you want people to, come in and enjoy, but do you want that high turnover because you don't have a full dining room at this point?
Exactly.
So
yes.
would you prefer that people come and stay for a short bit and then, you know, we love you, but, you know, move on?
That would be ideal.
Okay, because of the turnover, you need that turnover.
Yes, especially, you know, in the dining room, it's usually a pretty good turnover rate in the dining room. Every once in a while, you'll get a bunch of friends that haven't seen each other for, well, of course, months. And we know that they're going to expect to be there for a while and be able to visit, and we don't ever want to make them uncomfortable thinking they're going to push them out of the door, but... Yeah, we'd like to make our turnover as fast as possible, especially at this time.
Yeah, and that's why I wanted to talk to the many restaurants that I am. I mean, some folks may say, okay, here we're talking to another restaurant, but I think it's important for us as patrons to understand what you're all going through. So we know that you want us in as customers, but at the same time, your needs are to turn over these tables in order to
exactly.
be able to meet any kind of minimum.
Correct.
So I think that's important for us to understand. So we want to support.
Yes.
It's a fine line right now. You know, it's like, how do we support? How do we? Yeah. Yeah.
Because, you definitely don't want to upset anybody at this time and, you know, make everybody as comfortable as possible. But it, like you said, it's also the needs of our restaurants and small businesses that it would be ideal to make our turnover rate greater.
Yeah. So where are you in the realm of restaurants who are we'll just say, worried about the next 6 months. Some people are thinking they may not open their doors, you know, and I'm talking generally speaking in the industry, not necessarily anybody particular here in the Butler
right.
area. But, you know, there are many stories out there of people saying we just can't do it anymore. We have to close our doors. Where are you in that realm right now?
We're still in pretty good shape at WRICS. Still, you know, we're still bringing in enough money to pay bills, to make payroll, keep the lights on, of course.
Right.
So we're doing real good. Now, you know, once after 6 months, that might be a whole different ball game, because that's a long time.
Yeah.
But, you know, at the rate right now, I'd say we're doing really well. You know, sales aren't nearly what they were, but we're paying the bills. We're paying our workers. So I think we're pretty fortunate this time.
Tricia, let me get your phone number that you would like people to call if they need to order ahead or they want to see what they can do to help you in some way. What's the phone number that they need to call?
It is 724-482-2970.
And are you asking people for reservations at this point, even just to come in and sit down for a big meal or just that dollar sloppy Joe?
In the dining room, we suggest reservations. We don't take reservations for our tap room area,
oh, okay.
being the bar.
Okay. Outside as well, do you need reservations for that?
No, that's first come, first serve.
Oh, okay. Okay. Especially
just
when it's not raining.
Because of the whole, like we said, we like the high turnover rate, but I don't want anybody to sit down and say, hey, you have an hour.
Right, right. Again, yeah. It's a fine line. It's a fine line that you're all walking as you're trying your best, but at the same time, you know, yeah, it's an interesting time
right now.
Yeah, it is. It is. But you've been there for so long. And I mean, what's the history of WRICS there? Because it's just a neat place to be able to go.
Thanks. My dad's been in the restaurant business since the late 70s, early 80s. I started when I was 12, and we bought, he was in a more of a corporate setting before. And so he decided he just wanted his own little restaurant back. And our great friend, attorney Cheryl Long, found this nice little gem that was JD's Pub at the time that was for sale. So from New Wilmington area, I moved to Butler. My parents still reside in New Wilmington, but they bought WRICS in 1998. And we've been just trying to make it better every month, every year since then.
So you've been in this since a young age. You just mentioned since you were 12 and you've yes. lived this life, if you will. So
right.
have you, what's it been like for you to have to just be creative at it? Not necessarily just during this time, but just as you've been in the restaurant industry, have you seen trends come and go? Do you have to create before those trends come and go? I mean, how do you deal with that in the restaurant business?
We pretty much just, you know, I don't want to say roll with the punches again. I always use that, but that's kind of what you do. You just adapt to new situations as they come to you. And, you know, you're right. Where people come, people go. You have, you know, great regular customers for a couple years, and maybe they move out of state. Their mm-hmm. job relocates them. We depend on a lot of feedback from customers so that we know what they want. We know how we can make them happy. And then we go and create and brainstorm and try to incorporate that into our menu.
What's your favorite part of the restaurant industry? What's the love of the job for you?
I guess that it's unpredictable.
Okay.
And some... I mean, you just never... And now that really rings true because you just never know day to day, you know, what you're going to wake up, what your day is going to hold for you. You know, it's pretty much... It's routine in a way, but very unpredictable in a lot more ways.
Yeah,
you know?
I can identify with that. It's like you have a plan for the day, and then you just deal with the things that go haywire.
Right, yeah. You go in and, oh, this cooler's not up, you know, down to temperature. Oh, better call, you know.
Right.
Our appliance guy, have him come over here before we have a problem. Or, oh, Trish, the ice machine isn't making ice. You know, just those things. It seems not every day by any means, but, you know, you just never know what to expect when you wake up in the morning.
Well, do you have anything that you are willing to share where in the restaurant business you woke up and thought, huh, never thought I'd see that? besides what we've gone through for the past 4 months.
Right. No, that is so true. And I, you know, it's for we've been doing this for so many years, and I just never thought that this would ever be an issue, that I would be limited, or that I'd be closed for a while.
Right.
And then only allowed to do curbside, you know, pick up, then open up to 50, and then push me back to 25%. Never in my wildest dreams or imagination did I ever think that this would happen.
Yeah. Are you numb yet?
I don't think, yeah, I know I'm not alone in that.
I know, and that's why I asked.
Mind-boggling.
Honestly, are you numb yet? Are you just kind of sitting back thinking, now where do we go?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
I made it through. I think I've only broke down and cried like 3 times through this since March, so that's not too bad.
Honestly, yeah. I mean, I know I could joke with you with that, but that's pretty good because,
right.
I mean, every day.
Days where I'm just like, yeah, my husband looks at me and he's like, you're okay. You're going to do this. You got this.
Yeah.
Get a few encouraging words and I'm good to go again.
Yeah. And I think that it's important to hold each other up. And that's why I wanted to talk to you, just because I wanted to get the word out about WRICS and just see where you guys were and how we can help. And is there anything we can do as a community to help you other than order a lot of food? And
the community support means a great deal to us. You know, it makes us feel like we are still doing something right through this. You know, we will survive. You know, we can't stop. We won't stop. We're gonna keep on doing this. And just the support is wonderful.
And what you do, I think, is crucial too, because I think that a lot of us, I guess just talk from my viewpoint, but a lot of us have found that we don't enjoy cooking that much and
right.
We'd rather just eat out. And so when you have such good food like you do, I mean, I know I can chuckle about it, but at the same time, after it's been 4 months of me saying, okay, now what can I cook? You know, I just want to go out and eat somewhere. And
right.
So,
I totally agree. Believe me, I love to cook, and I was sick and tired of cooking at home there for April, the whole month of April. I'm like,
right.
What do we have now?
Right. It's like, what type of bread can I try to bake today, you know?
Yeah, I know. I'm not a baker. I was baking stuff.
I know. I'm with you.
I'm more of a cook. I don't like to measure. But
right.
I was like, well, what am I in a hurry about? I can definitely
right.
measure.
I've got time. I know. Well, I'm glad that you're doing, we'll just say, well, but yet you can always do better. So I don't want to give the community that's listening right now the idea that, you know, things are back to normal. They're not. We all know that. So WRICS, of course, open for you. And Tricia, before I let you go, let me get your phone number again so folks can give you a call and order that food.
Okay. It's 724-482-2970.
Tricia, thank you so much. It's WRICS right here in the Butler area. Thanks.
Thank you, Tracy. I appreciate it.